It's nice to be missed.
And I think a lot of the animals are looking forward to having people come back. Just from anecdotally me walking around the zoo, you could see the animals are a lot more aware of people now because they just haven't seen anybody for quite a while now.
That's Greg Doncho, zoo director for the Beardsley Zoo in Bridgeport. Beardsley isn't opening this week like the rest of Connecticut. Instead, June 1st, in order to protect both visitors and the big cats after COVID-19 was found in a tiger at the Bronx Zoo. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update on the coronavirus and all news in the Connecticut and New York region. Coming up, Connecticut's reopening, the upcoming budget woes that New York faces next week, and more fallout from the Dalio Education Partnership. I'm Charles Ling. Different standards between the public and private sectors are to blame for the demise of Connecticut's educational partnership with hedge fund billionaire Ray Dalio's foundation. This is according to Governor Ned Lamont, who pulled the plug on the partnership on Tuesday after disciplinary actions against its newly hired CEO was leaked to the media. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
House Republican Minority Leader Themis Claridis was one of four state legislative leaders on the board of the Connecticut Partnership. She had opposed its setup because board members weren't required to abide by the state's freedom of information laws.
The four leaders, who were mandated by state statute, by the way, to sit on the board, had to abide by these laws, and the rest of the board, which numbered more than five, way more than five, got to be exempt from these laws.
Democratic Senate President Martin Looney was also on the board. He helped Lamont win legislative approval for the partnership last year. Looney acknowledges that there was a public transparency problem.
Going forward, we will probably need to look in advance at maybe developing rules in advance for this kind of partnership, if another one is ever to be created, in order not to have the situation of trying to deal with it in an ad hoc way.
Looney says the short-lived partnership does have a lasting achievement. It distributed 60,000 laptop computers to high school students in the state's most needy school districts to enable distance learning during the COVID-19 pandemic. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has until the end of next week before he has to make some big decisions about the state's estimated $14 billion budget deficit. As Karen DeWitt reports, he is still holding out hope that Congress will pass a bailout measure to avert some of the financial pain.
The governor and state legislature set up rules for coping with an expected shortfall when they approved this year's budget plan in early April as tax collections were plummeting. The timeline began on May 15th when State Controller Tom DiNapoli issued his April cash report. It found a drastic revenue shortfall. The governor's budget director, Robert Mujica, says that if the next federal relief package, now being negotiated in Congress, does not contain funds for state and local government, then New York will have to cut over $8 billion.
In the absence of the receipt of federal funds, 90% of the state's spending is in the areas of school aid, health care, social services.
State Controller DiNapoli says time is running out, though. The Senate is not expected back in Washington until May 26th at the earliest.
The challenge is we need it sooner than later. The deadlock now, or disagreement that seems to be there between the Senate and the House, it needs to be resolved and needs to be resolved sooner than later. If not, you know, we will be faced with those budget cuts.
The governor and his budget director have until May 30th to decide. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Coming up, we're going to take a look at Connecticut's reopening. But first, these headlines and a message from our sponsor.
Local support comes from Hartford HealthCare, now offering more testing for COVID-19. If you think you need a test, call 833-621-0600 or visit hartfordhealthcare.org/testing.
Nassau County has laid out guidelines for visiting county beaches starting on Friday. 50% capacity. Beachgoers are asked to park their cars every other space and lay their towels and beach chairs 10 feet from other groups. Masks are to be worn to the bath and changing rooms. Only Nassau County residents can access county beaches for now. The University of Connecticut will make submitting standardized test scores optional for applicants. UConn officials say it's designed to attract otherwise talented students who have trouble taking SAT or ACT standardized tests. Standardized tests were canceled this year while high school students made the transition to online learning. New York will allow religious gatherings of up to 10 people, provided that attendees wear masks and keep 6 feet of social distance. The order comes just ahead of the Jewish holiday Shavuot, which requires a quorum of at least 10 Jews. Some malls, stores, and outdoor dining have opened in Connecticut. Governor Ned Lamont says he is cautiously confident of a successful reopening of some non-essential businesses.
That does not mean some guy's hanging up the mission accomplished banner. What it does mean is if you guys stay disciplined, focus on what we've got to do, make sure you wear the mask. I think we're going to turn the corner on May 20th and we'll be able to get through this summer together as a state.
Beauty salons and barbershops will have to wait until June 1st. And even for those businesses allowed to reopen, it may be slow going. They may have to wait on permission from their local town. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports that Westport only made their applications available just days before the state's reopening date.
Jennifer Tooker is a Westport select woman and chair of the city's reopening advisory team. She says the city is quickly and carefully working through dozens of applications on outdoor dining.
You know, Westport has always had a very vibrant restaurant scene, and we are committed to supporting these local business owners and ensuring they can open safely while prioritizing the health and safety of their employees and customers.
Restaurants can open for outdoor dining under the state's reopening rules as long as safety protocols are in place. These include social distancing and regular sanitization. Restaurant reopening permits are available on the town's website.
Davis says that one tourist attraction opening this week is the Mystic Aquarium.
Safety and Security Director Nate Fague says visitors can expect a slightly different experience. For one thing, the state's rules only allow for open-air museums, so visitors will only be able to see the animals that live outdoors.
Beluga whales, a variety of seals and sea lions, and the penguins will be open, as well as our outdoor marsh trek, where guests can see animals that are native to southeastern Connecticut.
Visitors will have to reserve tickets in advance. They're limited to 2 hours at a time, and the aquarium is running at half capacity. The aquarium's offering free admission to healthcare workers, first responders, grocery and pharmacy employees the day before it opens Friday. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
For the latest on the coronavirus and all the news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. Today's show was made possible by Hartford Healthcare. If you have suggestions or news tips, send them to news@WSHU.org. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Charles Lane.